TIC Productions presents India's premier Bollywood podcast. You're listening to Bollywood Weekly. Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. This is your host Aditya, and as promised, I have with me Sagar Hiren Desai back for Naam Shabana, which was what we discussed on the last episode we had together.
Hey Pish, hey guys, thanks for hosting me again. And Pish, you don't need to say my full name, but I'm glad that you said my full name.
It sounds cooler. It just does.
I have been told by many people that it has a ring to it, so I'll take that.
Yeah. So yeah, as discussed, today's movie is Naam Shabana, which, at least I think based on our last conversation, we were both very excited about before watching the movie. Before I even ask you, just to give listeners some context, I got a text halfway through when Sagar was watching the movie with the words, "Is this even a movie?" ? So with that upfront context, what were your views?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head, in the sense that I think in the very first 20 or 30 odd minutes of the movie, I was completely uninterested in the movie, from going from being excited about the movie to actually losing complete interest in the first 30 minutes. I think that says a lot. Only because, especially I felt like the first half of the movie, the acting was just so poor, especially, and I don't know how much detail to reveal in this podcast, but it just came across like Tapsi Pannu, as in she just couldn't emote well or show that, you know, even though she's closed emotionally, she's actually a very intense person. And I just didn't think that came across very well in the first half of the movie. So I was, to be honest, wasn't fairly disappointed in the first half of the movie itself. And overall, I thought the second half was, and I know we exchanged a couple of messages, Pish. The second half of the movie was so predictable that it really didn't matter whether you watched the movie or you didn't watch the movie, because you would guess the story anyway. So I think that's my overall take on it. I'd probably give it like, I don't know, like a 4/10.
Yeah. So I don't know why. For some reason, I was not as negative about the movie in terms of how I felt watching it, the whole experience. But I also came out of the movie with a distinct kind of, I felt very jaded at the end of the movie. So I don't know whether that factors into the why I'm not so negative about it, because I've just seen so many worse movies. But the reason I felt jaded was I came out of the movie and I just like kept thinking, I've seen so many movies in the last few weeks, especially, I feel, which have been decent, like okay movies, but which all had the potential to be really, really good and nice movies if like certain basic things were done better.
Right. And what do you mean? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, like, so I had the same feeling when I came out of Filari. I've had the same feeling when I came out of Jolly LLB 2. And I just like came out thinking, like, at the end I have to think of like, what do I think? I was like, yeah, it's okay. Like, did I feel like I completely wasted my Sunday afternoon watching this? No. But is this like a memorable movie? Like, no. And I always feel like there were things that could have been done which could have made it more memorable. Like, for example, in Naam Shabana, the whole sequence of an interaction between her and Manoj Bajpayee, I felt was really kind of fake.
Yeah. Fully, fully agree. Yeah.
And one of the main reasons I felt that was because I don't know what their thinking was, because it's a spy movie, intelligence movie, they maybe thought it would sound cooler. But a lot of their dialogues are in English. And for, I don't want to kind of, you know, make this seem like a personal thing, but just in terms of the actors they are and the profile they have, like Manoj Bajpayee and Shabana, their style is not suited to delivering continuous stretches of dialogue in English, which is what happens a lot of the time. In between, they would switch to Hindi, and I felt an immediate change. And it felt much more powerful and much more kind of real and believable. Like, you know, like there's this one thing, and we do minor spoilers for this podcast, but when Manoj Bajpayee is trying to recruit her, and he says, he has this whole exchange with her of, you know, there are these guys who have kind of done something bad to her, and the cops are not getting anywhere. And he, there's this whole exchange with her, and he's like, oh, so what do you want to do to them? Like, do you not want to, like, do you not want to take legal action or take the letter of the law? Some dialogue, I forget exactly what it was.
Yeah.
But it just sounded, like, really jarring. And in, and Tapsee's response to one of those is, and again, I'm struggling to remember the exact phrase, but she says something like, "Teen mahine ho chuke hai, abhi tak kuch nahi hua." It can't be negligence, or it can't be, if not negligence, then what, or something. And the Hindi part of the dialogue sounded so natural and so confident. And then as soon as she switched to English, it sounded really uncomfortable and forced. And that, for me, took away a lot from the impact and the power of the scene.
Just building on you know, Pish's point, unfortunately, I didn't analyze the movie from a language perspective. But I also felt that, I thought the acting in general was poor, especially when I put into the context the experience of some of the actors in the movie,
yeah.
Like such as Manoj Bajpayee, right? And the guy is a complete genius, but unfortunately his acting in this movie, at least in my perspective, was almost mediocre. And even Tapsee's acting, when you in the first half of the movie, for example, when he goes out on a dinner date with her friend Jay, it just felt so fake, that whole scene between him and her.
I agree, that scene was really painful.
It was so weird. It was like, are you on a date, or are you like is this even a date, for example, to begin with? So I just thought that could have been done much better. Even the guy, as in Tapsee's friend whom she goes on a date with, even he didn't impress at all. So I don't know if it's because of the language. I don't know if it's because of the acting of the actors. But it just didn't leave any impression on me.
To me, some of the extra actors, like the pseudo boyfriend, whoever he was just like could not act. Frankly,
yeah.
Speaking.
Exactly.
But for people like Tapsee Pannu and Manoj Bajpayee, who we have seen in the past have acting ability, I felt like the issue was really with the writing. So part of it was this dialogue thing, but part of it was also their characters were very either cliched or one-dimensional. Like Manoj Bajpayee is just this guy who's a intelligence agency chief who was just standing on a phone giving instructions. Like there was very little room for him to maneuver, and where there was room to maneuver was in the dialogue. But the dialogue, even regardless of language, was just really plain and really obvious. Like there was nothing. Like I remember, you know, there's this one scene where Tapsee is like an early in the process of being recruited, and so she has like an earpiece and he's giving her directions. It actually felt like, you know, those video games where you have these like random sounds. It's like, no, go left. You need to rescue, exactly. Like you need to try again. Or like it's very big, like really plain sounding, cliched sounding phrases, which I think wasted both the actors. Tapsee Pannu, I thought was, and you know, the opinion you've just shared with me is a fairly popular one, like that I've heard from a lot of other people as well. I actually thought I didn't have that much of an issue with her acting. I, in fact, thought a couple of scenes were done very nicely, where I kind of disagree with what you said. So I thought there's a scene where she's on the back of a motorbike and she whispers to him that she loves him and then pretends like she didn't say anything. And then some really terrible song starts playing and she's deciding whether to put her arms around him, and then she like stops and like is smiling to herself. Like I thought, like all of that kind of worked for me. And then I thought the action scenes in general throughout the movie were also pretty well done. So that kind of made it watchable for me, at least.
I think I definitely give like full points to Tapsee for her training in, you know, martial arts, and in preparing for this role, because I do know that she put in a lot of effort behind this role, and it did come across very well. As in when she was showing off her stunts, you could tell like this woman has actually practiced those stunts for a good amount of time. So I definitely give her full points on that one. But the unfortunate part of this is that the martial arts is not really core to this movie, right? It's not really essential for this movie. It's just one part of the movie, but not the main part of the movie.
Yeah. And yeah, I agree. The entire plot and everything felt like very 90s, like villains using plastic surgery to change their face. So now the entire police force is confused. Like,
exactly. Like, what was that? Like, come on, as in we live in 2017, and I'm sure that if it's like an international arms dealer, I'm sure he's got better ways to maneuver and to circumvent the system, than, you know, change his face and, you know, go to a famous German doctor to do that, as if, you know, the international security bodies are not going to find that out. So it just felt like the story was not as powerful as it should have been. And it's even more disappointing knowing the fact that it's coming from Neeraj Pandey and company, because we all know how talented Neeraj is, actually, as in when you think about the kind of movies that he's created earlier, as in I think he was responsible for Wednesday, he was responsible for Special 26. And these are absolutely amazing movies.
Even Baby, which was the...
Yeah, even Baby, exactly.
This was a prequel to... I mean, this is a spin-off / prequel to Baby.
Correct.
Was a really good movie. Although that also suffered from some similar issues in terms of convenient plot developments, etc. But...
At
least for me, Special 26 worked so well that I was almost always on the edge of my seat when I was watching that movie, because it was actually, the whole plot was so well developed and it wasn't predictable at all. You would always guess what the next scene is, would want to guess what the next scene is. Unfortunately, in this movie, almost every scene is predictable.
That was actually my biggest problem with this movie, that it's so predictable. Like every single like cliche trope in a intelligence spy movie you can think of is there. Like, even her backstory is like so predictable. Abusive father, injustice,
exactly,
this thing,
exactly.
Like,
especially if you grew up on a diet of Bollywood movies, as in I grew up on a diet of Bollywood movies. Like, this was almost, as you said, right, isn't this almost reminded me of my childhood in the 1990s when I would watch something similar. And perhaps at the time I would get excited about it, but in 2018 it's just not cutting it.
And I mean, it's also like, it just felt very, I mean, this is in many ways, for those listeners who are fans of like the comic book movies and franchises, this is effectively an origin story for Shabana. Like, that's how it felt. Like, the first half is like how, where she came from, whatever, which is a nice concept, but then the problem is her backstory is like really cliched and this thing. And with all those comic book characters, a lot of them are also cliched and things, but those are things we've grown up with and the source material is there. And so we accept, like, when a movie is being remade from the source material, it's just showing a different take. Like, every new iteration of Spider-Man movies or X-Men movies that is made, you know, this is the source material they're taking from and it's a different take. Whereas with this, it just felt like,
that it just wanted to make a movie.
it felt very obvious. Like, it was
yeah
like not hard to guess any of this or this thing, not which again, I didn't know how to feel about, because it doesn't necessarily take away from the fact that the situations themselves that are shown are quite tragic and quite this thing. But it somehow just doesn't, it all just feels very rushed and convenient.
And one more point that I thought worth mentioning for our listeners was that they didn't connect the two halves of the movie well.
Oh, in that, yeah. The second half of the movie is basically like if Baby had a different plot line, like that.
Yes, thank you. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Same background score, same reunited the whole cast.
Yeah.
They use the first one or two like kind of throwback, these things were nice. Like when Akshay Kumar gets a call in the middle and he's like, "My conference memo baad mein phone karunga," I like smiled. Yeah. I was like, "This is nice."
Yeah.
But when they again got back that whatever his name is, that guy who sit managed that Mantri ji secretary or whatever, and they call him. And they're like, Mantri ji se milna hai. He's like, urgent kaam hai kya? Mantri ji bahut busy hai. Like, that was like overkill. Like, achha, we got it. Like, we know this is the same team that made Baby. We know it's the same this thing. Like, we get it. Like, the second half is actually like, Shabana is just another character. She's not the protagonist in any way.
And unfortunately or fortunately, I wasn't even at the movie from, by comparing it against Baby. Because I do feel like every movie should be judged independently, regardless of the fact that it's a prequel or a sequel, whatever it may be, right? Because at the end of the day, let's say if I hadn't watched Baby, would I still like that movie independently is what I was trying to answer in my head. And it just came across as no, they just didn't do a good job of connecting the two parts. So I don't know if it's a trend with Neeraj Pandey, but I also felt like even if some other director had made an independent movie without any sequel or prequel, would still judge it as it's just badly made.
But which is also, Neeraj Pandey didn't direct this movie.
Yeah, that's true.
That's actually it's a trend. Also, like even I think with Rustam, even though that movie did quite well, and in general, the basics were much better than this movie. That also felt very similar. Yeah. It was like Neeraj Pandey like made this movie, but also didn't make this movie. Like he just kind of, he's like, "Main kuch likh ke deta hu, tu bana le," like to whoever it was.
Yeah.
Like it echoed that in that sense.
And the thing is, even though Neeraj Pandey didn't direct it, I think the way they still marketed the movie as it's a Neeraj Pandey movie, or it's like, they used his name to market the movie. So in most people's heads, even though Neeraj Pandey didn't direct the movie, it came across as, wow, it's a Neeraj Pandey movie, I should watch it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately,
that's a standard thing he does.
Exactly. So obviously then people were preparing themselves for a disappointment.
Yeah. Movie seems to be doing reasonably well though. I think it got close to 20 crore on opening weekend. So it'll be a reasonable success in terms of its budget. Like I didn't really mind the fact that I spent the money, which I think is a sign for me that I've become really like inundated and desensitized to the mediocrity of this industry. Because I also I have found very little to disagree with any of the points that you made. So, I think I need to take a look at myself, basically. One other random thing about this movie that I noticed is, plenty of casual sexism still for no apparent reason. There is a really poorly executed sequence at the start, which refers to an accounting class. Or which shows an accounting class and a professor talking about assets and liabilities. And there's like a whole 5-minute running gag on that. And at one point, there's a group of friends, including Shabana, who is sitting. And they're making fun of this guy because the professor asked him what an asset and liability is in class. And he didn't know because he was staring at Shabana. Classic high school romance, except this was like grown men and women. But anyway, like at some point someone makes this joke, like you should have just said the standard answer. drunk guy is a liability and a drunk girlfriend is an asset. And they like pan to Shabana's face, and I assume this will be a moment where she gets like angry and stands up and makes some statement. But she also just smiles at everyone else, and like everyone just continues as though nothing has happened. And I'm sitting there, this was in the first 10 minutes of the movie, and I'm sitting there like, you've made such a big deal about this movie as a woman-centric, badass, female spy, this thing. And yet, you have a dialogue like that.
Even they've dealt with like the issue of religion not as sensitively as they should be. Because if you recall, there's one scene where, you know, I think he says something to the effect of, Tumhare religion, I think he says something like,
in
it's
the,
because of your...
Yeah, my, oh no, was that in, that was in Baby, no, never mind.
I think he says something like, because of your religion, you know, we can get the access to the people that we would typically not have. Is my memory failing me, or is...
No, that was...
Do you recall?
That was there, but I actually liked that, because it's... because she basically asked him, like, are you just recruiting me for my religion? And, like,
yes.
I felt like it would be a very convenient and this thing answer to be like, no, your talent speaks for itself or some this thing. Whereas he was like, I mean, yeah, I'm going to be real with you. And the fact that your religion can prove an asset in certain situations because it gives us more credibility and this thing. I actually felt... and again, that was a dialogue which I thought could have been delivered more powerfully to establish Manoj Bajpayee's character as this like straight shooting guy. But the way he said it, it just kind of sounded very like matter of fact and plain, which is, so yeah, I liked the actual dialogue and the fact that he did it. And I think this was the intention behind it, or this was how I interpreted the intention behind it, but I don't think it was executed well or delivered well.
That's exactly my point, right? I think I wish, like, I know that, you know, it was delivered with the right intention, but unfortunately, when people, when, you know, in a country like India, when people watch, you know, this movie and this scene, I don't think people put in that much effort in constantly filtering their thoughts. So subconsciously, what someone registers is, oh, you know, he's connecting this religion to this crime, as opposed to, you know, actually thinking back and reflecting on why he said what he said. So I just felt like it may be a little sensitive in a country like India, but I see your point, as in I'm sure, you know, it was delivered with the right intention.
Yeah, I didn't have that much of an issue with that, but fair enough.
What did you think of Anupam Kher's role?
I mean, like, he was there. He was the same role as Baby, basically. It was like nothing with Anupam Kher. I feel like, you know, his basic level is, you know what you're going to get. And then there are a lot of times where he like surprises you and there are a lot of times where he delivers much more and is capable of delivering much more. I felt like this was a kind of normal standard Anupam Kher, which is like good. I enjoy watching him on screen, but it's nothing that memorable or whatever. It was basically the same as Baby. Like, he's just transported from there and brought here.
I just thought that the one thing that I did think about Anupam Kher's role was he was trying so hard to be funny. Like, it just felt like, buddy, please. At least to me, he was just trying so hard to, you know, be funny. But it didn't really, you know, make me laugh. It just annoyed me a little more. So, yeah. But I just wanted to quickly get your thoughts. Anyway, yeah, he's not that important to the movie at all.
Yeah. Akshay Kumar actually had a bit more of a role than I expected.
He did, and I think he did, and he did really well. I really liked her. And Akshay Kumar typically does a good job, and I think he also did a good job in this movie.
The one thing I did like about this movie was at the end, and as I mentioned, the second half kind of devolves into just basically being like another version of Baby, where there is no clear, like, this thing. And again, we've discussed it multiple times on this podcast now. One of the major criticisms films like Dangal and Pink and even Dear Zindagi got last year was that despite being women centric and championing female women empowerment as their focal point, each of those movies required like a man or a male presence to like kind of push them to victory or be the driving factor behind their eventual success or the climax of the movie. Like Amitabh Bachchan has to be the lawyer to who wins the case for them as opposed to a female lawyer.
Right.
The Sanya Malhotra or Geeta Fogart only wins after she goes back to Amir Khan's coaching and this thing.
Correct.
Regardless of the merits of those arguments or not, for a moment, I thought this was going to be that, because when she finally goes to, you know, confront this terrorist, there is a moment where she, there is a thing where she's being overpowered and Akshay Kumar basically is like, okay, screw this. I'm going in. I'm going to save the day. And by that point, I was like, okay, this is actually like baby, because there's no point of this being anything else.
Yeah.
But in the end, he actually, by the time he shows up, like Shabana has recovered the situation, everything is done. So in that sense, I kind of was relieved that like, okay, fine, they at least stuck to this thing. Like, or to long story short, Akshay Kumar, despite being quite prominent and having a important role, still always felt like a supporting actor.
Yes.
Which was not always the case in a Dangal or a Pink.
Yeah, fully agree. Fully agree. And I think that's a good point. Actually, I didn't think about that. But yeah, I think, as you said, right, I think so many of our movies are based on, yes, women empowerment, but women empowerment because of a male figure.
Yeah, exactly.
As opposed to this one where it's like, you know, the woman is fully capable of
doing things on
taking
her own.
Of taking that international arms dealer down.
Yeah. And even like, I like that he, like, Akshay Kumar came in, like, at very specific, like, strategic moments, like, to help her do, like, one thing, and then he bounced, then he disappeared.
Yes, yes. And I thought, what I also thought about the last scene, the one thing I also liked was, it was, even though it was predictable, that whole when she uses those, I think they are called resuscitators.
Yeah,
so I think when she used those, I think it was quite smart. I thought it was quite smart.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have thought that something like that could have been used in an operation theater against an international arms dealer. I know it's a very small point, but I thought it was well done.
Yeah. Cool. That's all I had to discuss on Naam Shabana.
Yeah, I don't want to spend any more time discussing this movie, to be honest. But yeah,
we spent quite a bit more time than I expected.
Yeah, that's true. But I thought I would spend like about 15 minutes tops in discussing this movie, but I think given that both of us are such movie buffs, I think it will always go beyond that.
Yeah, but moving on swiftly, we have three teasers to talk about. So the first one is Meri Pyari Bindu, Ayushmann Khurrana and Pariniti Chopra.
I'm really looking forward to that one. I think it came across as really kind of cute. So I'm actually looking forward to that one. And plus it's Ayushmann Khurrana who has done pretty good stuff earlier too. So yeah, pretty excited for that one.
Yeah, I'm generally like neutral / somewhat excited. It's like in a way, like Ayushmann has a certain zone now that he does.
Yeah.
So this feels very like in that zone and you kind of know what it's going to be. The music or classic music angle thing intrigues me a bit.
Yeah.
It slightly fills me with dread in case we get another remix, which is completely ruins the original. Otherwise, yeah, reasonably looks interesting. The other two trailers are, it's the 90s again, but let's now empower women instead of objectifying them. So the first one is Matra with Raveena Tandon. And the second one is Mom with Sridevi. And to me, they both felt although they were both dealing with different topics, but they both felt very similar. Yesteryear 90s actress fighting the system and the establishment to get some form of justice or something done. In a nutshell.
But I am actually, as in, just apart, besides the story, I'm looking forward to seeing Sridevi again. I don't know if you watched, I'm sure you watched English Winglish.
Yeah.
But I think she was absolutely fantastic in that movie. And she really hadn't lost any of her, old school charm, even in a new modern movie.
Yeah.
So I do want to watch her again, and I enjoyed what she did in English Winglish. Of course, this will be a very, very different movie, but still, I think Sridevi is such a brilliant actor.
I agree with. I'm honest. I'm very excited to see both of them on screen again.
I'm not very excited about Ravina Tandon, but
I mean, Ravina Tandon now looks very different from Ravina Tandon back in the day. But just, I mean, I'm intrigued, let's put it that way, to see them on screen. My worry with both these movies, and the reason I was very kind of facetious in my descriptions of these movies, was I am a bit worried that now this whole women-centric stories and empowerment thing has just become another formula and fad thing for like studios to catch on to. Which,
exactly,
in a way, I think is still better than what they were doing before, which was making these testosterone-fueled action Jackson and whatnot. So, in that sense, it's a better. But I feel like it's now, I'm worried that they won't actually do it in a way that is, that does justice. Like, a movie like Pink, very much does justice to the whole issue and notion of women's empowerment.
Yeah.
And the ability of like one woman to fight. Begum Jaan is along similar lines. Anarkali of RR just released recently. That's also a women-centric story. Even Naam Shabana on the face of it is a women-centric story, although the topic of the movie doesn't really go into that.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a... So that's the thing. I'm a bit wary of how are they just doing this because they think it is something that will sell, as opposed to actually doing the topic and the thing justice. So I hope I proved wrong.
I just one thing on that, as in I know what you're saying and where you're coming from. That said, I do feel like even though it's an overdone theme,
it's better to have this than what is there.
Exactly. Especially for a society like ours, where there are so many issues that women deal with on a daily basis, and sometimes it's easy to forget that unless people are reminded that women are as capable and women are as able to sort of confront men if they want to, our general psyche in the society won't change. And it's good that we have a good dose of such movies. Because even if it is slow, at least there will be some gradual change in the way people think about such issues.
Yeah, for sure. Fully agree.
And Bollywood has such a stronghold on the Indian populace that, if it keeps bombarding the populace with that kind of a message, sooner or later, I do feel like it will change people's psyche.
Yeah, and I mean, I very much hope that these movies are actually just good movies of their own right, which then serves to reinforce the message as well. Because the danger is if you have this message in a crappy movie, then the message itself gets diluted. So.
Yep.
One last thing, just because I saw it this morning and I found it hilarious. There is a Mexican remake of Three Idiots. Called Tres Idiotas, and the main character of Rancho is called Pancho. just wanted to put that out there and let listeners know that this exists.
How did you come across this?
A colleague shared it on a work thread, and Yeah. It's apparently disastrously bad.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which you can, there's a trailer and everything, so you can check it out on YouTube. It's quite funny. But, yeah, I just thought that was a random piece of news that I felt like. Nice to see someone else copy for a change than us.
Well, to be honest, I mean, Three Idiots has become, when it first came out and, you know, it got released internationally, it became all the rage in a lot of Asian countries, especially, you know, because Asian students tend to work
relate
that hard,
to that,
you know.
Yeah, this thing, yeah.
Exactly. Like, for example, in Singapore, where I went to university, I think one of the classes actually showed that movie to their students.
Yeah.
And when I speak with a lot of my friends here locally, who are based locally in Singapore, they all say that they've all watched Three Idiots and they were so inspired by the movie that they also forced their families, including mom and dad, to watch that movie. So I think it has definitely it definitely sort of resonated with a lot of Asian kids. I don't know how much. It resonated with the people in LATAM.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Cool. That's it for today. Thank you, Sagar.
Fantastic.
For being here late into the night.
Of course, I always enjoy it. Thanks, guys, and have a good night or a good morning wherever you're based.
And when you're listening to this.
And when you're listening to that also, yes.
Yeah. Awesome. Cheers, man.
Great. See you guys. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. That was our show and hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please subscribe to Bollywood Weekly on iTunes using the podcast app or on SoundCloud, either on the web or using the app available on iOS and on Android. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. And please do spread the word and let us know what you think in the comments. If there's anything you want to see us doing differently or anything you want to see more of, we will be happy to take all your feedback. And if you want to just share your views about what you think about these movies, we will be happy to feature those as well. See you next week.